USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Important changes to the child tax credit will help many families get advance payments of the credit starting Thursday. The IRS will pay half the total credit amount in advance with monthly payments. You will claim the other half when you file your 2021 income tax return. To qualify, you must have a 2019 or 2020 tax return and claim the child tax credit on the return. See IRS.gov for complete rules. After 16 years in office, German Chancellor Angela Merkel will visit President Biden at the White House Thursday for discussions on economic and foreign policy issues. Instead of what is being characterized as a working trip, will be an opportunity to reaffirm close bilateral ties to our countries. Merkel prepares to step down following Germany's September elections. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel for the first time is offering some self-criticism while saying that government shortcomings in handling shortages and other problems played a role in this week's protests. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spring Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Better safe than sorry, as a new COVID-19 vaccine warning goes out. Tim Burt from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
U.S. regulators added a new warning to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine about a connection to a rare neurological reaction, but they aren't 100% sure the dose caused the issue. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says we need to discuss a test for side effects.
Studies have shown if you've had the disease previously and you get vaccinated, you get 1,000 times greater response. Now that might be good or that might be bad if it's related to side effects, but we wouldn't know unless we studied it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
The wife of Pittsburgh Steelers backup quarterback Dwayne Haskins has been charged with felony domestic battery after allegedly knocking out her husband's tooth. The incident happened earlier this month while the couple was in Las Vegas renewing their wedding vows. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the Biden administration's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be debated, let's get an update with where things stand now. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is leading a charge in the Senate to maintain a Trump-era policy that allowed for the swift expulsion of illegal immigrants at the border based on the potential threat to public health due to the coronavirus pandemic. In March 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a Title 42 expulsion order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the southern border, which the Biden administration has been reportedly considering ending. Something Cruz is not a fan of.
Well, we're hearing concerning reports that the Biden administration intends to end enforcement under Title 42. Title 42 is the legal authority that allows you with illegal immigrants when they come to expel them and expel them quickly because of the pandemic. And then the Biden administration is making noise. They want to end that. I've introduced legislation this week to maintain the protections of Title 42. Listen, there's still a global pandemic. Many Americans have gotten vaccinated. I've gotten vaccinated. But a lot of the people coming here illegally, they haven't. And as we see new variants of this disease, we've seen the disaster of Joe Biden's open border policy.
Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.